Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, July 17th, 2024. Welcome to day 1275. Special Counsel Jack Smith appealed Judge Eileen Cannon's decision to dismiss the criminal charges against Donald Trump for his mishandling of classified information and conspiracy to obstruct justice. Smith's appeal was expected and will be heard in the 11th Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals in Atlanta. Judge Cannon cited unlawful appointment and funding of Special Counsel Jack Smith as the grounds for her dismissal of the case, after Trump argued that the appointment was unconstitutional. Trump was indicted and charged with 40 felony counts as part of the DOJ's investigation into his handling of classified documents after he left the White House. Meanwhile, Biden is reportedly finalizing plans to reform the Supreme Court, reforms which include imposing term limits and establishing an enforceable code of ethics, which was absent from the code that the court adopted last year. Biden's also discussed calling for a constitutional amendment to limit the broad immunity for presidents, which was recently granted by the court. Establishing term limits and an enforceable ethics code would require congressional approval for both, including 60 votes in the Senate. And a constitutional amendment would require two-thirds support from both chambers of Congress or from a convention called by two-thirds of the states, plus the approval of three-fourths of state legislatures. Moving on, the Democratic National Committee attempted to virtually nominate Biden for re-election early. The party, however, decided to push back the virtual roll call from as early as July 21st to the first week of August, following criticism from some Democrats who accused the party of attempting to ram Biden's nomination through without an open process at the Chicago convention. Although the DNC is scheduled for August 19th, Democrats had planned for a pre-convention virtual roll call to account for an August 7th Ohio deadline for ballot access. While lawmakers in Ohio have since passed a law resolving the issue, the amended deadline doesn't go into effect until September 1st, and the DNC has pointed to the potential of a legal challenge by Ohio Republicans, which could kick Biden off the ballot. Meanwhile, Adam Schiff called on Biden to drop out of the 2024 race to make way for another candidate. Biden has been one of the most consequential presidents in our nation's history, Schiff said, but added, I believe it is time for him to pass the torch, and in doing so, secure his legacy of leadership by allowing us to defeat Donald Trump in the upcoming election. His statement continues, a second Trump presidency will undermine the very foundation of our democracy, and I have serious concerns about whether the president can defeat Donald Trump in November. Schiff joins 22 other congressional Democrats who have called for Biden to step aside after the debate. And finally, Biden said he would only consider dropping out of the 2024 presidential race if a doctor diagnosed him with a medical condition. Side note, as of this recording, news just broke that Biden has been diagnosed with COVID-19, so we'll see where that leads. When asked if there was anything that could make him reevaluate staying in the race, Biden replied, if I had some medical condition that emerged, if doctors came to me and said, you got this problem, that problem. Earlier this month, Biden said he would only drop out if the Lord Almighty told him to. And last week, Biden said he would step aside only if aides showed him proof that he couldn't win in November. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.